Good morning. Happy Monday to you. I'm Gary Zimak. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. We've got a great show for you today, and we are here on this dreary, rainy day to lift up your spirits. We're going to do that over the next hour. Thanks for tuning in. Let's kick things off in the best way possible with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Father, as we come to the beginning of this new day, we turn to you and say thank you for giving us life. Thank you for allowing us to live today and to be in your presence. Sometimes we forget that you are with us no matter where we go. Here in the Philadelphia area, we are being inundated with rain, and we're going to have it throughout the day. But you know what, Father? We know that that rain cannot take you away from us. It can't take away our hope unless we let it. So, Father, we turn to you today, and we thank you for being with us, for loving us, for always desiring what's good for us in our lives. And we ask you for the strength that we need to go out and to face whatever we're going to face today with hope. And we ask you to be able to give us the grace that we need to be able to share that hope with others, because we know that many people out there don't know about you and are really struggling. Father, we ask you to inspire our words on the program today. Give us the message and open all of our hearts and all of our minds to be receptive to that message, to be not distracted by the rain, the negativity in the world, and everything else that can deprive us of our peace. Help us keep our focus on you. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
He's back. Dave Parker is
Gary,
back
I'm
with
back.
Us today.
Frank, I'm back. I'm glad to be back.
Frank Eliason sitting here looking at me saying, what's wrong with this guy? He's a little too upbeat today.
I was about to say, too much coffee for you or something.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling good today. But I want to talk about something that we just can't ignore today. In the Delaware Valley today, some sad news. Mm-hmm. Darren Dalton,
yep,
former Phillies player. What, man, the face of the Phillies in
He's
the early
a workhorse.
90s. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away after, mm-hmm, I think, a four-year battle with brain cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, man, what a player.
It's way too young.
What an inspiration. Yeah.
He's 55 years old.
55 mm-hmm years old. What an inspiration.
Absolutely.
He battled this brain cancer, serious brain cancer, for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And our thoughts and prayers go out to his family, and we pray for the soul of Darren Dalton. Mm-hmm. I know that's a loss that's really being felt in the Delaware Valley.
But also grateful for the inspiration. You know,
yeah,
he I remember, you know, one of the first times seeing Darren, and like, he was just a hard working player.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know,
mm-hmm,
and he was always out there positive, high energy.
Yep.
We're going to do this.
Yeah.
Regardless of how good the team was or how poor the
that's
team
right
was, he was a fighter. He was a true Philadelphian.
He showed up every day.
Yeah, yeah. And he was the leader of the clubhouse, from what everybody, mm-hmm, said. He kept, yeah, that team on track.
Exactly. And so, you know, yes, it's sad to look back and it's sad to lose someone. At the same time, what can we take from their lives?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we could take from their lives is that energy that he had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt. And so we're going to... I just thought we had to acknowledge him on the air. You know,
I agree.
I think it's important that we are an uplifting show, but sometimes we just have to acknowledge the things that happen. I was telling you guys before we went on the air, I turn on the news sometimes on my way because I want to make sure of the traffic. And today I turned it on, and I listened briefly, and then I spend most of the time in prayer on my long commute. But Dave and Frank, I turned on the news, and the first thing I heard was about Darren Dalton. Then I heard about a flash mob attacking police. Then I, mm-hmm, heard about the torrential rain to be expected today. And,
mm-hmm,
guys,
mm-hmm,
it's very easy to be overwhelmed.
Oh, absolutely.
By the events of the world.
Immediately. Like when we first get up and we're faced with this. And how do we deal with that?
But I think it does come down to how we deal with this. And this, you know, kind of brings me, you know, I walked in today and you're like, you know, look at me like, hey, how do you look? I'm very contemplative of things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mm-hmm, very interestingly, went to Mass yesterday at Mary Mother of the Redeemer, which, mm-hmm, is a parish that we belonged to for many years. And you know, I walked away. I kind of said jokingly to my wife, you know, I'm looking for that rose. And because our daughter who passed away, her name was Gianna Rose. But one day at our house, someone from the parish came to bring us a rose.
Oh, how beautiful.
Well yeah, and I powerful. Now, yeah, exactly. And so I say this because I started reading last night. You know, one of the things I look at is, what do we need to do? What do we, you know, and educate myself. And I start reading Raymond Arroyo's book on Mother Angelica. And it starts off very early in it about St. Therese of
the little flower.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, and talked about the, and so I look up the novena, it's a, and rose. Well, I think I just found my rose. Starts off, I want my rose in heaven. Well, you know, obviously my daughter was passed away before the Angel of Reason, so right. We believe that she would be in
sure.
heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like reading this novena going, wow. I think I just found my rose, and I was kind of only joking when I said it.
In a very unexpected place, right?
Exactly. But then, you know, it's really interesting how things start to spiral, because I look at the world today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I see all this kind of fight. I see it sometimes in the Catholic Church. I see it oftentimes on Facebook in politics. Mm-hmm. And, you know, through that, I started Googling some things and, like, you know, so I'm reading as well as doing other things at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is I came across a quote.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was really interesting because it's about someone who is a cardinal. And kind of like, you know, not everybody looks up to them, basically mm-hmm. thinks, oh, they're not pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
And basically this article mm-hmm. was, oh, he is really pro-life.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, one of the things about it is, you know, he says in, you know, there's a quote, I'm trying to pull it up here, but basically condemnation has little impact.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about that quote, condemnation has little impact. And he was talking about something very specific.
Mm-hmm.
But now you start putting that quote in context of everything else. Politics.
Mm-hmm.
What do? We start to condemn the other side. Every yeah. side's condemning the other side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And no one, all we're doing is having friction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, he was doing it in other ways, like within faith, and like condemnation mm-hmm. has mm-hmm. little impact. Then I'm getting into the Mother Angelica book.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, there's discussion of like this
yeah.
Kind of
tension
yeah. within the monastery. And what it is, it's condemnation of each side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? This is kind of this path. We need to find a way to break this condemnation
right.
of each side and win through, let me show you how, like, it leads to love, mercy, whatever.
My question is, where is the love? And I don't mean that in a facetious way. Where is the love that we are all supposed to be living?
And so this is kind of where, it's kind of interesting how we can have these paths. And, you know, you were talking about what are you grateful for. I'm actually grateful to have these paths that come down and, you know, even when I'm not expecting them, come into my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point. But you know, I think the cool thing about it, you were open. You were searching, you opened the book, you were looking for something, you know, and you found what you were looking for in an unexpected way.
And I wasn't even fully I got this and, like, you know, it hit on everything I was looking for.
Yeah,
while I was reading the Mother Angelica book.
I know, it's amazing.
I was trying to be inspired by her.
It comes because you were looking for that inspiration.
It comes in those kind of ways when we least expect it. You know, an epiphany, if you will. You all of a sudden it comes together. Like, wow.
Provided we're open, and I think that's what Frank's getting at, and looking for that light in the darkness. Mm-hmm. And that's really what this show is all about today, looking for that light in the darkness.
Oh, there's a lot of darkness out there.
There is, yeah.
Thanks, Frank.
There certainly is.
He's being practical.
I mean the clouds.
On the show today, we're going to be joined by Brenton Cordero. He's a seminarian studying in Detroit. He wrote an article. This really caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
How to Go Beyond I'll Pray For You, A Guide to Praying with Someone Spontaneously.
Wow.
Now, guys, have you ever experienced, I know I have.
I have.
Asking for prayer and somebody says, well, let me pray with you right mm-hmm. now. That can be incredibly comforting.
Yes.
But if you flip it around, many of us are not comfortable being mm-hmm. that person who prays with mm-hmm. somebody. And yeah. Brenton has written this article. It's fantastic. He just breaks it down into some small steps mm-hmm. on how we can feel comfortable, how we become comfortable saying, not just, I'll pray for you, which is fine, mm-hmm. but what happens a lot of times is we forget to pray for that person.
Absolutely.
So he broke it, right? I'm guilty of that. Oh, I'll pray for you. And then I forget.
Yeah.
But he's got some really simple and easy steps on how to pray for somebody spontaneously. And also today, Mark from Malvern will be here.
Mark.
To not only
give an update on your...
Give an update on my retreat. Yes, he will be here because I had a fantastic weekend. We'll talk more about that with Mark for the president awesome. Of the Malvern Retreat House, Mark Pelletino. But he's also going to inspire us. I'm going to ask him some things about how we can keep that focus on the Lord. You know, Malvern's a mountaintop experience. We had the Transfiguration yesterday, that great feast. But then all of us have to come down from that mountain.
Deal
with the rain. We deal with the negative things in the world. How do we maintain that focus?
Even when we don't want to come down from the mountain because we are so transfixed by what happens
That's
up
right.
there.
Hey, so Peter didn't want to come down either.
Go out into the world and bring that message.
That's right. So how do we keep that focus yes. on the light, focus on the Lord? That's all going to mm-hmm. be coming up on the show today. Let's do the gospel now from Daily Mass, Matthew 14, verses 13 through 21. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and he saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it's already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But the disciples said to Jesus, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then Jesus said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, and in turn gave them to the crowds. Who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Jesus had mercy, compassion on the crowd. What did he do? He multiplied what little his followers had. That's the message for each of us today. Jesus cares about your problems. Give him whatever you have. You got a little bit? Pray, ask for that help. He will give you the strength and miraculously multiply whatever you have. Don't ever think that he doesn't care about your problems. He does. When we come back, we'll talk about spontaneous prayer with Brenton Cordero. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media Saint of the Day for August 7th. Today we celebrate St. Cajetan. Cajetan started out as a lawyer, but made a midlife career change when he was ordained at 36. For a time, he was part of a religious community made up only of men from the lowest stations in life. For that, he was accused of bringing shame on his wealthy family. Over the years, Cajetan sensed that the 15th century's greatest need was the reformation of the church. He and three friends, among them the future Pope Paul IV, decided that the best road to reformation lay in reviving the spirit and zeal of the clergy. Together they founded a congregation known as the Theatines. It proved to be outstanding among the Catholic reform movements that took shape before the Protestant Reformation. Cajetan's emphasis on reform extended to the world of banking as well. He founded one of many charitable nonprofit credit organizations that lent money on the security of pawned objects. Its purpose was to help the poor and protect them from exorbitant interest rates. His organization ultimately became the Bank of Naples. Cajetan died in 1557 and was canonized in 1671. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Sparrows by Jason Gray. I'm Gary Zimak. Welcome back to the program. That's a great reminder for us. If the Lord cares about the sparrows, He cares about each one of us. Remember that this morning. Sometimes we forget He cares. He cares about your problems, even if they're insignificant to you, or you think they're insignificant. If they're important to you, they are important to the Lord. You heard that gospel earlier today. His heart was moved with pity. Jesus cares about your problems. Recently, I was scrolling around on the internet, and I ran across an article, How to Go Beyond I'll Pray for You, a guide to praying with someone spontaneously. This caught my attention because as someone who has been the recipient of spontaneous prayer, I've had a need, I've had people say, hey, can I pray with you right now? I have really benefited from this, but I know that many of us, especially many of us Catholics, struggle with getting the words or having the courage to to pray spontaneously. So I invited the author of this article on with us today, Brenton Cordero. He's a seminarian with the Companions of the Cross. He studies at the seminary in Detroit. He joins us now to talk about this article and to share some advice for praying spontaneously. Brenton, good morning, my friend.
Morning, Gary. It's good to be here.
Oh, it's so nice of you to come on the program on this dreary Monday here in the Delaware Valley. Brenton, I want to talk a little bit about this practice of spontaneous prayer. You mentioned in the article the common practice for most people is we promise to pray for somebody if they need prayers, and often we put it off to some point in the future, and unfortunately, and I'm guilty of this, we sometimes forget. We sometimes forget to that person, to pray for that person. Why do you think that so many of us are hesitant to pray at that moment spontaneously with the person who is asked for prayers?
You know, Gary, I think at the heart of it all, many of us are just a bit apprehensive because we are afraid we might look foolish because we aren't really comfortable or familiar with how to pray with someone spontaneously. So we're not sure what to say, what to pray, whether we should join our hands, you know, all these kinds of things. So I think it's just because it's all unknown to us, we prefer just replying with a polite, yes, I'll pray for you, and
exactly.
then that's that, yeah.
And I'm guilty of doing that many times, and I do often pray for the person, but sadly, sometimes I do forget. Brenton, in the article, you mentioned that the keys to praying with someone are relying on the Holy Spirit, and I love this, and realizing that it is God and not us who brings about any change in the person we are praying with. You also go on to say it's important that we seize the moment because right then the person is most cooperative with the grace of the Holy Spirit. Talk about that for a little, if you could.
Sure. So whenever we pray for someone, whatever ultimately happens is something that happens between God and that person. You know, we're just the instrument through which the Holy Spirit works in that moment.
Right.
And as much as God functions outside space and time, when somebody asks us to pray for them, they are reaching out to us in their need in that moment. And we can allow ourselves to be tools for the grace of God to flow right there in that moment and answer that person's need. So it's very important for us to seize that moment, because truly in that moment that person is crying out from inside for God, whether or not they may truly consciously realize that.
Right, right. And you bring up a very important point, and I know this is a problem that I have. We are often thinking that it's us doing all the work. I might not know what to say, but it's really the Holy Spirit who is active and is who is actually doing the work. You also go into some details in this article, and I like this because you let us know some of the specifics. One big question is, and you address this, what do we do with our hands?
Yeah, I think that's because...
Right, I mean, that's a very valid question because,
because
when I'm praying with somebody, do I touch them? What do I do?
Yeah, because a lot of people feel awkward because they're not sure what to do with their hands in that moment.
Yeah.
And the best approach is often to just be respectful and sensitive to the situation and to the person that you're praying with.
Mm-hmm.
If it's someone that we know well enough, then we could go right there and just place our hands on their shoulders, maybe give them a hug and pray in that. But if it's someone we're not too familiar with, it's a good idea to sometimes just ask them, can I place my hands on your shoulders,
or
can I hold your hands,
or
whatever, you know, but because there's something in each of us that greatly appreciates that physical contact, you know? And that in some way helps that person to enter deeper into that time of prayer.
And as someone who has had someone pray for me spontaneously when I asked for prayers and who has laid his hands on my shoulders, I can vouch for the fact that that was very comforting to me. So, yeah, that's a good point, and I'm glad you bring that up. Now, the next question is, and this is the obvious one, what do we say?
Well, what we say is ultimately what the Holy Spirit guides us, right?
Right.
So before we start doing anything, we really have to Well, we have to do two things. One is we have to quickly assess where the person is in their walk of life.
Okay.
If someone is a faithful Christian, a practicing Catholic, then we have the freedom to pray a bit longer with that person.
Okay.
But if it's someone we're just meeting on the bus or meeting on the street, we don't know where that person is at.
Mm.
And the best thing to do is just keep it short and simple, a minute, couple of minutes,
Okay. Tops.
And what we say is we ask the Holy Spirit to guide us in our prayer. You know, a good way to draw our inspiration for prayer is to tap into our own experiences, to try to empathize with that person.
Okay.
And then pray for each dimension of the situation that they are in.
Mm.
You know, for example, if someone recently lost a job and they're looking for another job, we can relate to that. We know that someone who's lost a job is perhaps feeling insecure, is feeling anxious about their financial security, about their family's well-being, and so on. So we just pray for those things and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to that person in each of those areas of their lives.
And you mentioned in the article that more than being a prayer, our words can also be a source of comfort and strength to the person we're praying over. And that's a really good point. You also mentioned we can never, as you just said, we can never go wrong with keeping things short and simple. You also give an example of someone who has lost their father, possibly. And you actually put the words in the article, and I think that's really good. It's helpful. By the way, we will have this article linked at spiritinthemorning.com. The final piece of this article you wrote is that you answer the question, what do we think? And you mentioned that this is not our time to shine, trying to come up with some eloquent prayers that shift the attention to us rather than God. The focus should be on God. Brendan, what do you mean by that?
Well, I guess it goes back to what you initially asked me, you know, why are people hesitant to pray with others?
Right.
It's because, you know, they're nervous, they're apprehensive and things like that. So we have to be able to block those fears out of our minds. We have to think only about God rather than trying to impress the person we are praying with.
Wow.
Or trying to come up with these almost Shakespearean prayers to leave them in awe and wonder. No, that's not the goal.
Mm.
The goal is to be able to minister to that person and allow God to enter into that moment. So when we say, when we ask, what do we think? Well, we don't think too much except to raise our minds to God and allow Him to speak through us, keeping our focus on Him, His healing power, His love, His grace, and His mercy.
Well said, well said. And to be completely honest, I have been in that position where I wanted to pray for somebody spontaneously, and I would stop myself thinking that I don't know if I can get the words right. And then really the focus is on me as opposed to letting the Holy Spirit work through me. Brenton, this was a great article. I am going to have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com, and I encourage everyone listening to check this out because the power of spontaneous prayer is just unbelievable, and it's something we should all focus on. Brenton, if we want to follow you online to see some of the other articles you have written, is there a place we can go?
Well, if you visit the Catholic Link website, you
right.
should be able to find all my stuff there under section which has my name on it, because that
right.
has all the articles tagged to that particular author.
Well, my friend, keep up the good work, and we'll keep you in our prayers as you go through your studies at the seminary. I want to thank you for making the time on this Monday morning to join us on Spirit in the Morning. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you very much. Take care.
All right. That was Brenton Cordero talking about spontaneous prayer. Make sure you check out that article. We're going to have it linked at spiritinthemorning.com. When we come back, the big guy, Mark Poletino, president of Malvern, is going to be here. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Armed with extraordinary new UN sanctions, nations are racing to ensure that North Korea's biggest trading partners actually carry them out, an elusive test that has undercut past attempts to strong-arm Pyongyang into abandoning its nuclear weapons. As President Donald Trump demands full and speedy implementation of the new penalties, His top diplomat, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, is laying out a narrow path for the North to return to negotiations. There's been backlash from activists and organizations backing abortion rights to a proposal by a Democratic Party official to consider funding pro-life candidates. The head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, Congressman Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico, tells The Hill newspaper that Democrats will only reclaim power by winning in GOP-leaning districts and states where the liberal base can't deliver victories on its own. A coalition of progressive groups, though, is challenging the Democratic Party to be unwavering in its support for abortion. And Cardinal Dionigi Tettamanzi, a retired Milan archbishop who was once seen as a strong bet to become pope, has died. He was 83. When Pope John Paul II died back in 2005, many Vatican experts said that Tettamanzi had an excellent chance of being elected pope, but another theologian, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, was elected and became Pope Benedict XVI. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
We are live on location from St. Hubert's Catholic High School for Girls in Northeast Philadelphia.
We are live at the Man Up Philly Catholic Men's Conference at St. Joseph's University.
We're at the dining car doing a remote broadcast today. Gary Zimak along with Frank Eliason. We are live at Lansdale Catholic High School this morning. We have a really tough job today. We are live on location coming to you from the Marianne Pastry Shop in Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
We have a lot of fun at Holy Spirit Radio. Part of the recent technology upgrades we have done is the ability to broadcast from anywhere, anytime. We now have the ability to show others living the faith each and every day, whether it is from their school, their business, their church, or other Catholic events they are part of. If there's a place where you would like us to broadcast from, please email me at frank@holyspiritradio.org. Thank you and God bless.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Raymond Burse, the interim president at Kentucky State University, remembers the minimum wage jobs he held during his high school and college years. He empathizes with workers in similar jobs who struggle to make ends meet today. As a result, he's taken a step to make their lives a little bit easier. He's taken a 25% cut in his own salary in order to boost their wages. As reported by the Washington Post, the 24 employees at KSU who make below $10.25 an hour will now be bumped up to that baseline. Burse says he believes in raising wages, but didn't want to put the financial burden on the school, so he lived up to his own principles in a unique way. He said, "I did it to do right by the employees here." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You're listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
It's time for letting go. All of our follies. Cause we don't have a time machine. And even if we so breathe it in.
Embrace them as they fall. Let them soften your heart. And if it brings you laughter, then throw your head back and let it go. Let it go. Yeah. You gotta let it go. And listen to your heartbeat. There's a wonder in the here and now. It's right there in front of you. And I don't want you to miss a miracle on the moment. Listen to your heartbeat. There's a wonder in the here and now. It's right there in front of you. And I don't want you to miss a miracle. Of the moment.
And that was The Miracle of the Moment by Stephen Curtis Chapin. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. The Miracle of the Moment. That's one thing we want to keep in mind. This moment in time, right now, is all we have. Let's make the best of it. Let's not worry about the future. Let's not think about the past. Let's focus on the miracle of the moment. With us on the line right now is my good buddy, Mark Poletino, who is the president of the Malvern Retreat House. We got some things to talk about with Mark today. Brother Mark, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, my brother.
All right. How are you? I am doing well. Every time, man, you are on with me, I am excited. But I have to talk about something first. Now, I don't know if I should be telling you this. You're the president of Malvern. You're the big guy. And, of course, you know I just came off a weekend at Malvern where I led my Stop Worrying and Start Living retreat. Mark, I'm a little uncomfortable telling you this, but I think you should double-check on the roof at the Family Life Center, because we blew the roof off that joint this weekend. So just make sure it's still in place, all right?
Wow. You're giving me a headache. You're giving me a headache. No. I am so happy to hear that.
Man.
I am so happy to hear that. God is good. The Holy Spirit works powerfully. And thanks be to God for your presence at Malvern Retreat House and what you are able to do through your gift of evangelization and your wonderful ministry, Gary. Thanks be to God that you were able to be part of us and part of the retreat movement, part of the vibrant center of evangelization that we're building there at Malvern Retreat House.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Mark. And I want to let you know that several of the people who were at that retreat, it was their first time at Malvern. And here's the incredible thing about that. Everybody I talked to who has never been there before, including some people who live right around the corner for many years, some of whom are listening right now because I told them about the show, they said, we are definitely coming back. That is just such a special place. And everybody said the same thing. I heard it from so many people. We encounter the Lord so easily here because the grounds are beautiful. The great retreats you offer facilitate that. I mean, our priest, Father Myers, was unbelievable. I mean, he was so in touch with what I was talking about. Our messages meshed completely. So, Mark, I want to thank you for all that you're doing on Malvern. Yesterday was the Feast of the Transfiguration. And every time I go to Malvern, I love that image of the mountaintop. You know, we're up at that mount. We're just at that mountaintop experience at Malvern every time you go there. But the challenge, Mark, is if you guys are doing great work. The challenge is bringing or keeping that focus on the Lord after you go home, after you wake up and it's a rainy Monday morning. You know, so I would ask for your advice if you have some things to share with us. First of all, I want you to invite people to come to Malvern. Why should we come, aside from what I say? And also, how do you keep that focus on the Lord when it's raining and going to be a dreary day?
It's the invitation. It's the invitation of God to be there, to take a chance. And anybody who was on the retreat with you this weekend or anybody who comes out to Malvern takes that chance. It's an invitation. And when we accept that invitation from the Lord, it's expectant but we're not sure exactly what's going to happen
yeah.
because God doesn't say, okay, this is a cookie cutter kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You come in the door, Joe, John, and Mary, this is exactly what's going to happen to you because God is so dynamic and alive
yeah.
that he's speaking to our heart. He's speaking to where we are. And there's moments that we all need, like the apostles needed Peter, James, and John. They
yep.
needed to be lifted up because God understood that they were going to be facing trials, that they were going to be facing tough times.
Yeah.
Their relationship with Jesus needed to be cemented. And,
right.
and I think the same kind of thing happens when someone comes out for a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks be to God that we have grounds like Melbourne Retreat House
yeah.
to invite people to so that that kind of experience can be facilitated. But, you know, like the apostles, we have to go back into the ordinariness. They
exactly.
wanted to throw up tents
yep.
because they wanted to pitch mm-hmm. tent. They wanted to stay there and experience the experience of heaven because yep. that's what God was giving them.
That's right.
Giving them a little glimpse of heaven. And mm-hmm. I think that happens on a retreat as well, that God gives us a little glimpse of heaven, puts new hope into our hearts. So, you know, what do we do? You know, it's kind of looking at the experience and saying, okay, I've now taken these steps forward. Lord, help me to be up at a new level, giving
exactly.
it over to the Lord to take us to a new level
mm-hmm.
that is going to be mixed in with the ordinariness of life.
Right.
I hate to make a mundane example, but I'm actually visiting family on the western part of the state,
mm-hmm.
and please excuse me, all of the Philly fans and mm-hmm. and Flyer fans.
Oh no, but, here we go. well, go ahead.
So here I am in the western part of the state, and. You know, I have to say it. The Penguins did win Stanley Cup again.
Oh, brother.
And I'm sorry, excuse me. You know, this is
you're supposed to lift us up, but go ahead.
This is just an example.
I hear you.
So here I am, moving around, and I'm just overwhelmed by the stickers, the T-shirts, the all of the mentioning on the radio, on the newspaper.
Yeah.
Not only that they won the Stanley Cup, but we're Penguins. We're proud of the Penguins.
Mm.
You know, thank you, Penguins. And now they're already getting ready for the next season. And I'm thinking, my goodness, we should be talking about baseball and football,
yeah.
and they're talking mm-hmm. about the next season of hockey. So I'm using that example because, you know, we have to find ways that we are reminding ourselves about that experience. So, you know, writing something down about the experience, you know, some memento, you know, even if it's a rock that is going to sit on our desk and
wow.
remind us about that experience,
yeah.
you know, whatever it might be, a book that we picked up, some phrases
mm-hmm.
that really jumped out at us over a retreat experience, and keep those in front of us. And then, you know, bring that into, Lord, okay, you know, you gave me this experience.
Mm.
I can't wait till the next one.
That's right.
I can't
mm-hmm.
wait till the next one.
Yeah.
And that's giving me strength and motivation to carry on in the mundane, in the ordinariness, in the dreary
mm-hmm.
Monday that,
yeah.
that I think we're experiencing through the whole Mid-Atlantic today.
Wow.
But it's not an end. It's not the apostles still had to carry on and do their thing.
That's right.
And that meant death. That meant martyrdom for them.
That's right.
But at the same time, that experience with Jesus and the transfiguration gave them a glimpse of heaven to say, okay, this is real.
That's
it's
right.
It's not a myth.
That's right.
It's
Amen.
Not something made up. And they're saying yes to it. They said, yes, we can move on.
That's
we know you love us, Lord.
Amen.
We know that you're behind us, and we can't wait, no matter what we're facing now. We can't wait until we get the fullness of that experience in the future.
And that's exactly what I find at Malvern, and that's what you guys do so well. You provide that experience, that glimpse of heaven, that encounter with the Lord, so that we can deal with the mundane, the dreariness, the difficulties that we face every day. Now, Mark, we have a little under two minutes left. Can you briefly let us know what's coming up in August at Malvern?
Sure. There's a number of the regular traditional retreats. We have a Chester County retreat for men of Malvern with Father Dennis O'Donnell coming up August 11th to 13th. Also, next weekend, we're going to have a RetroVi weekend, and that is an extremely important experience for marriages that maybe are going through some tough times, through some rocky ground. It's been a real transformative experience for a lot of marriages, the RetroVi. On Sunday, we're continuing our 100th anniversary of Fatima celebration by praying the rosary at the Rosary for Peace at our Fatima Shrine. Everybody is invited to join us there at a noon celebration of the Rosary, just a very simple prayer at our Fatima celebration. 18th to 20th, we have another Men of Malvern retreat with Father Len Patterson and Deacon Al Clay. They're going to be teaming up together for men on a traditional retreat. And then on the 25th to 27th, Our Lady of Perpetual Help, traditional men's group with Father Scott Riley. Father Scott's a great preacher as well. Then we have a wonderful Labor Day retreat with families coming up. And if families are interested, they can go on our website or they can check in at our office. And they can find out more about that Labor Day retreat for families with children, couples, and even single persons.
Awesome job, brother. We'll have that link at malvernretreat.com. Despite the fact you talked about the penguins, you are an inspired evangelist. Thanks so much for joining us, Mark. You're amazing, brother. God bless you. Keep up the good work, my man. Mark Bellettino from the Malvern Retreat House.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 14:21, when Jesus saw the size of the crowd that had followed him, his heart was moved with compassion, and he cured the sick. As evening drew near, his disciples wanted him to dismiss the people to nearby villages to purchase food. But Jesus took a few loaves and fishes and miraculously multiplied them so that there was enough for all. What is of most significance here is that the compassion shown was not merely human, but divine. It tells us that such compassion, therefore, is not limited by time and space. It is just as available to us now as it was to those people. We tend to have such difficulty accepting that God does really love us that much, and the responsibility that comes with this. Because if God loves us that much, responding to that love must matter more to us than anything we can possibly think of. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the morning with Gary Zimak.
My world is closing in on the inside, but I'm not showing it. When all I am is crying out, I hold it in and fake a smile till I'm broken. Only one can understand and only one can hold the hand of the broken, of the broken. When no when no one else cares where I've been, definition of what I mean. I just need confirmation. Well, only you could understand the emptiness inside my head. I am falling, I'm falling, I'm falling down upon my knees to find the one who gives me peace. I am flying, Lord, I am flying.
And that was No One Else Knows by Building 429. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thanks for tuning in on this beautiful, yes, I said beautiful Monday morning, even though it's raining outside.
Yes.
All right, get ready. The sun is shining here in the studio.
It's shining somewhere.
All right, I'm starting to annoy myself.
I was about to say, we were just talking about like finding the, you know, good in things that are bad. Gary, did you really struggle to do it there?
You know what?
just teasing.
In all seriousness, though, I'm not the type of guy who normally gravitates toward the positive. My personality is such that I look at a situation and I say, oh, yeah, this is good, but maybe something will go wrong. I mean, that's my nature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I fight against that because God is, I mean, it's all good news when you have the Lord on your side, but I have to work
to see
Him.
Wait, what you're telling us, though, is you're human. And and this is
this is
the thing that, like, and my wife said this, so I can't even take credit for it, because we were talking about, like, I guess what I said early in the show, and she was just like, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. We're all human.
Yeah, exactly.
Priests are human.
Yep.
Nuns are human. We're all human. We're going to have our human faults.
That's right.
And so it's, you know, how do we get kind of past those faults? And it sometimes is a challenge.
It is a challenge.
On a rainy day like this, it's a challenge to find that positive.
That's right.
But if you look really well enough, you know, one of the things, I was at a wedding this weekend, and one of the things we were fascinated by, it was outdoors and, like, you know, all the greenery, everything was beautifully green.
Wow.
You know what? How does that come about?
I know.
That comes about from the rain.
Yes.
And so,
I tell myself that because when it rains, I feel a little down. But that's exactly what I tell myself sometimes. And I have to just literally keep telling myself that right? Because the rain allows these beautiful trees and bushes and all to grow.
And look at this is the time of year. The crops are coming. We needed all that rain.
This is
now
normally
we're coming into that fruition.
This is normally the time of year everything is dying and look at the grass and it's crunchy.
Right.
You know what?
You're right.
We were walking. It was very, anyway, my point is in everything out there, there is some positive.
Absolutely.
It may take hard time finding it. Mm-hmm. But if you look hard enough, it's there. Mm-hmm. God is there.
Yeah, and, absolutely. And God is in everything.
And that's the message that we try to present on this show. We want to lift you up. We want to lift your spirits. Why? Because God loves you. He really does. And that doesn't change anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, it changes everything when you accept that. Mm-hmm. It's a much easier to face a rainy Monday day, going to work, a Monday, going to work, when you know that God's on your side.
Absolutely.
He's right with you and he loves you.
I was going to say, I was away the end of the week, but I listened to the show. Great show, guys. And just over the weekend, I've been thinking, I really miss this when I'm not here. I'm so grateful to be here with you, Gary, and you, Frank, and the whole opportunity here at Holy Spirit Radio. So, that's what I'm thankful
for. I feel the same way.
And we spent great time with our grandkids. I'm blessed. I just feel grateful.
And we're blessed to have you back.
Thank you.
And really, the three of us get uplifted when we do this program. We thank you for joining us on the show. For your Be Not Afraid.
I was about to say, my wife and Dale came to the realization that the three of us are actually friends.
What?
We are? Is that true?
And we are.
Like
exactly.
We are. Yeah. I know. We have fun here.
And I, of course, tried to play that off. But
I have warts. Warts and all, right?
Listen, that's right. Let's not go there, okay? We don't need to talk about your warts on this Monday morning, Dave Parker.
Talk about going negative. Wow.
Really. Way to lift us up, Parker. Be not afraid. Bible verse for the day. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans of the human heart, but it is the decision of the Lord that endures. Why is this comforting? Because you and I, we've got all kinds of plans, and oftentimes our plans fall apart because somebody works against us, somebody does something bad. Guess what? The crucifixion of the Son of God resulted in our redemption. God can draw straight with crooked lines. He does it all the time. He can bring good out of evil. We need to remember that. What Frank just said is so true. We're getting rain. Mm-hmm. Yes, so we're going to need our umbrellas, but the crops are going to grow. We're going to get food because of it. And I know a lot of people are saying, oh, will you give me a break? You're making me sick.
And bring it all back. Mother Angelica talked about all her suffering.
There you
as
go.
As being part of what drove a lot of the good.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Aligning our struggles to the cross of Christ.
So keep that in mind as you go throughout the day. The Lord doesn't change. Make sure you talk to him today. Ask him for what you need. It's going to be okay. And you know what? God willing, we're going to be back here tomorrow to start your day off in the right way. Make sure you check us out at spiritinthemorning.com. And also, check out that article that we talked about earlier today, how to spontaneously pray, even when you're a little scared. Do it, because you could make all the difference in somebody's life. Remember, wherever you go today, even if you have your umbrella and it's raining, God is right by your side. Make sure you hold the umbrella over his head as you walk today. On behalf of Dave Parker, Frank Elias, and I'm Gary Zimak, saying thanks for listening. God bless you.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope.